Hey everybody, this is the Bone Machine. My name's Brutus. I'm going to bring you some wacky sort of thoughts and ideas that it'll going to blow your mind. Some part of your body will be blown, rest assured. So one of the segments we're going to do, the little fun little thing I came up with, I'm pretty sure I invented it back in the late to early, mid, post, pre-60s, is to look up some news story on Google News, and I'm just going to give you my thoughts right off the cuff, as they say. The kids are saying it these days. And they're not actually. I don't know of any children. I don't know any children, but I'm pretty sure they are not saying it. I picked a hell of a day to start my very first Bone Machine broadcast and do this little news bit, because today is September 11th, so any kind of comedy that's coming your way is sure to get me stabbed in the parking lot. Let's see if there's some stories that don't relate to planes flying into buildings. Here we go. Dateline, September 11th, 2013, 1:44 p.m. Priest gives used car to Pope who wants to drive. Now, does the priest want to drive, or does the Pope want to drive? That hasn't been made clear. So you could look at it like, priest gives used car to Pope who wants to drive. The Pope wants to drive, or the priest wants to drive, or priest gives used car to Pope who wants to drive. Either one. They're having an argument. They're standing there throwing the keys back and forth at one another. I've had one too many sacramental wines. There's no way I'm going to get this thing all the way to Sicily. You need, seriously, who wants to drive? Because it ain't going to be me. My blood alcohol level is through the fucking roof. So that's a great headline. Please, for the love of God, don't use punctuation. Let's look at the story a bit. Vatican City, of course. Pope Francis now has his own mini Pope Mobile after getting a good deal on a used car that he plans to drive himself. So the Pope's going to be cruising around, blessing people, you know, fucking blowing some, fucking doing some drifting in the streets of Venice or Vatican City or whatever, and that's going to be a good time, as far as you know. And the picture they show is this little, like, Renault-looking tiny car, and then it shows the Pope, and he's gesturing wildly, like, so, you know, this thing is pulling to the left big time. I have no idea what are you trying to pull here. I represent the Son of God. I don't, you know, those tires, I'm gonna end up putting tires in this thing. That's $500-$600 right there. So you gotta knock that down. The trim's a joke. Fucking trunk smells like a yak died in it. I don't, you know, I suppose if I get a fucking Bible graphics decal kit on this thing, it'll look a little bitchin', but, you know, there's some work involved, is what I'm saying. Can I just say off the bat that the whole idea, well, you know, the Pope wants to buy a car, and hey, let's print that in the paper, because the Pope wants to be a normal guy. A normal guy who wears white robes and a funny hat and has fucking his breakfast cereals served in the skull of St. Margaret or wherever the fuck it is. You know, but we want to make him, you know, I know folks had a bad taste in their mouth with the Nazi Pope, but we want to make this guy just a guy down the street, somebody you could have a beer with, or, you know, the blood of Christ. Any, you know, so they're pushing this thing, oh, the Pope wants to buy a car. Look how fucking normal he is. You can relate to every man, because every man has a car. And I tend to be a little suspicious. A priest wants to give him this. Is it a cardinal? Is it a bishop? I don't even know what those words mean, but, you know, what if this guy cut the brake lines? Sure, yeah, give the Pope a car. There you go, take it for a spin. Those fucking windy streets in Italy? Yeah, go on. take it up to 60. It really smooths out when you get above 60. And then, you know, it's going to be a flaming Formula One crash. And then whatever the priest was, does it work like that? You fucking kill the Pope, you become the Pope. And it's turning into a weird Harry Potter sort of fucking sci-fi movie here. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on, though. Something's been done to that car. You know, and it's Italy. The Mafia, that thing's going to blow up. That thing's going to fucking blow sky high. I mean, God forbid, I don't want something like that to happen. I'm not condoning killing the Pope to advance your religious career. What I am saying is, it's a very real possibility that that is what's happening here. That's what I'm reading in this story. Between the lines, espionage. Also, very nice running the story on September 11th. Kind of throwing you off the scent a little bit. Hey, everybody. You know that big thing that happened that we have never forgotten? You know, with the... You've seen footage. I'm sure you've seen it. You know, maybe... I think they replayed it once or twice. But, hey, Pope's buying a car. Shit ain't that bad, right? Hey, remember that? Never forget the day that the Pope bought a fucking car. That'll stick with me forever. And here's hoping I stick with you forever. This has been the first installment, the 47th episode in a series of 12 called The Bone Machine. We'll catch you next time.